WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today, we're diving into something super important, mindfulness, and how it can seriously level up your relationships. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in your connections? You know that feeling when you're texting someone but you're half-heartedly scrolling through Instagram at the same time? Or maybe you're in a conversation nodding along, but your mind is miles away planning what to have for dinner? Yeah, been there. But here's the thing. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged and chanting, although that can be helpful too. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment, especially when you're interacting with others. Think of it like hitting the pause button on autopilot and really tuning in to what's happening around you, the words being spoken, the emotions being expressed, even the little nuances in body language. Mindfulness can be a game changer for relationships because it helps us connect more deeply and authentically. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate mindfulness in your interactions and strengthen those bonds. 1. Active listening, the unsung hero of relationships. This one might seem obvious, but seriously, how often are we really listening when someone is talking? We get caught up in formulating our response, or we're mentally checking things off our to-do list. Mindfulness means putting all that aside and giving the speaker your undivided attention. Make eye contact, nod along, and resist the urge to interrupt. When you truly listen, it shows the other person that they are valued and heard. 2. Emotional awareness. It's okay to feel. Mindfulness involves recognizing and accepting our own emotions, even the uncomfortable ones. Maybe you're feeling frustrated, insecure, or even a little jealous. Instead of bottling those feelings up, acknowledge them. This self-awareness allows for healthier communication because we can express our needs and feelings more openly and honestly. Remember, suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just makes them simmer beneath the surface. 3. Empathy, stepping into their shoes. Mindfulness helps us develop empathy by allowing us to see things from another person's perspective. It's about trying to understand their feelings, motivations, and experiences, even if they are different from our own. Remember that time you were going through something tough, and someone truly understood what you were going through? That feeling of being seen and heard is invaluable in relationships. 4. Non-judgmental observation, the power of just observing. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. When we catch ourselves thinking negative or critical things about someone, instead of letting those thoughts run rampant, we can simply acknowledge them and let them pass. This creates a more compassionate and accepting environment in our relationships. 5. Mindful communication. Speak with intention. Mindfulness isn't just about listening, it's also about communicating thoughtfully. Before you speak, take a moment to consider your words and how they might be received. Aim for clear, kind, and honest communication that fosters connection rather than conflict. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other. Instead of scrolling through your phone or thinking about that work deadline, you actively listen to what they're saying. You notice the little things. The way their eyes light up when they talk about something they're passionate about, the slight furrow in their brow when they're sharing a worry. You respond with empathy and understanding, creating a space where both of you feel truly heard and connected. That, my friends, is the magic of mindfulness in action. So, How can you start incorporating these ideas into your daily life? It's easier than you think. Start by setting aside a few minutes each day for mindful breathing exercises. Pay attention to your senses when you're interacting with loved ones. Really hear their words, feel their presence, and notice the emotions they're expressing. And remember, even small moments of mindfulness can make a big difference in strengthening your relationships. Listen, practicing mindfulness is like building any new habit. It takes time and effort. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself connecting more deeply with the people you care about, navigating conflict with greater ease, and creating a life filled with richer, more meaningful relationships. So go out there, practice those mindful moments, and let's build a world where connection thrives. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels in check.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.